Reeling in the midst of violent storms, severe flooding has killed at least 18 people, and the property damage is widespread. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Jarvis in Louisville says Kentucky was hard hit.
This is simply, you had the right atmospheric conditions come together to produce extremely heavy rainfall and produce catastrophic flooding. It was well forecast in advance.
Washington Capitals star Alex Ovechkin has done it, breaking Wayne Gretzky's record. Ovechkin, now pro hockey's all-time leading goal scorer. Career goal 895 scored in yesterday's loss to the New York Islanders. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 205 points, but the NASDAQ up 126, and the S&P is 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Just hearing the word IRS can make people break out in a cold sweat. No one wants to deal with the IRS, and now you don't have to. The good news is Legal Tax Defense has been successfully negotiating with the IRS for more than 15 years. It doesn't matter how much you owe, whether it's $5,000 or $5 million. You deserve the best in the business on your side, and that is Legal Tax Defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about Legal Tax Defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose, but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. The Maryland Department of Transportation State Highway Administration will mill, patch, and resurface approximately 2 miles of 165 between the driveway of the Jarrettsville Volunteer Fire Company and Twin Oaks Road in Jarrettsville, Harford County, as soon as Thursday, April 10th. The $1.2 million paving project is expected to be completed by late June, weather permitting. And police officers assisted in the rescue of an injured bald eagle in the Cockeysville area. According to a Sunday social media post, police and the Department of Natural Resources contacted the El Moon Raptor Center, which specializes in the rescue and rehab of sick, injured, and orphaned birds of prey, like eagles, hawks, owls, osprey, and falcons. Last year, the rescue and rehab center took in and cared for more than 700 birds. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The hockey world with a bit of a hangover this morning, drunk from the night before when hockey history was made.
Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
Joe Beninati with the call on Monumental, but what happened to Ovi's stick? Islander goaltender Ilya Sorokin picked it up. After the game, Ovechkin was asked if Sorokin gave it back.
I tell him right away, so no, I need that stick.
Did you give him anything back?
You don't ask me.
Meanwhile, as expected, Maryland freshman center Derek Queen declared for the NBA draft, announcing it on SVP on ESPN.
I'd like to thank my mom for the unconditional love and being there every step of the way. I'd like to thank my Mount Vernon coaches, Coach Boyle, and then I'd like to thank Coach Willard. I'm proud to say that I'm entering the 2025 NBA draft.
The Baltimore native is a projected lottery pick. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles hit the road to Arizona. And that is Stein on Sports.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
This does not feel like April. It's a chilly, damp day. Showers off and on. 50 the high this afternoon. Tomorrow, the sun is back. Breezy and still cool, 50. Wednesday, slightly warmer, 54 Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio, 680 WCBM.
Currently 42 degrees in Bel Air, 44 in Halethorpe, and 43 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Monday. That's right, reset, focus. You can be productive this week. You know, think about going to the gym or even just going outside, taking a walk, getting your exercise in, eating healthy. I don't know about you, but I can eat healthy Monday and Tuesday. But Wednesday, I'm eating cinnamon buns, you know. I try my best. Now we're going to get into this conversation, voting by proxy. This is a huge topic on Capitol Hill. You're probably thinking, why is it a huge topic, Kim? None of us voted for this, Kim. I know. And it pains me to go against a Republican congresswoman that I like a lot, which is Representative Ana Paulina Luna. But I have to stand firm in where my principles are. And she and so many others on the Hill, as far as, you know, in the Democrat Party, like Representative Brittany Peterson out of Colorado and a few others, they believe that they should be able to vote by proxy after giving birth and they should have maternity leave. Now, this is just, again, for members of Congress. So it literally has nothing to do with you and I, because we're not members, okay? It has nothing to do with us. Meanwhile, Speaker Johnson sent everybody home last week early, and they didn't get anything accomplished as far as making sure that President Trump's, executive orders came to law or were, you know, sent to the floor, because he said he didn't want to be bothered with this voting by proxy that they were trying to push through. The whole thing, to me, is nonsense. But I don't want to be closed-minded on this, okay? I want to be open-minded. I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I don't want to be closed-minded. I want to be open-minded. Here's what I will say, because now it's really hurting my feelings at this point, right? Now it's getting crazy, because unfortunately, when all this started, right, when Rep. Ana Paulina Luna and Rep. Brittany Peterson brought this forward, they were saying, you know, we must do something to help members of Congress and their families. And President Trump is pro-family, so he should be on board and blah, 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 blah. We talked about this before, right? We talked about my situation with my daughter, who's now 8 years old. Her whole life has been mommy running for office. OK, this has been going on since she was three. That's all she knows. But of course, you know, it has its drawbacks. I talked about the fact that, you know, her grades were suffering. She was having a hard time paying attention to school. During the 2020 election cycle, I barely saw her because, you know, everything went wild when the video went viral. And it hurt my heart because I'm thinking, oh gosh, I'm a bad mom, right? Because, you know, you get this mommy guilt. And even with this past run, of course, she was doing a lot better. She's a little bit older. But even with the past run, I thought we could give this a shot. But now that we lost the past run, I said, okay, well, here's the deal. My daughter's now 8 years old, and I'm 43. 10 years from now, I'll be 53. Can I still run for office 10 years from now? Sure. And my daughter at that point will be 18 and hopefully going off to college. For me, this is very important to me to make sure that she is successful in life. And if I feel like myself being home and being more attentive to her and her grades and everything that's going on, it's obviously working to the point where she's doing a lot better. So that's my cue that says, Kim, you know, stop the press. Done. You know, you're finished. Your most important thing in life is your daughter. So I said to myself, this is it. Look, I would love to run for office time and time again. I would love to win. I would love to be in a district where I can win. But it's just, it's not something that I can do in relation to being a mother and a good one. So these women that run for office, you know, even while pregnant, or those that know that they're going to start a family even while in office, these are decisions that you make. And you know what I liken it to? The Congresswoman from Delaware, Sarah McBride. You wanted to be the first trans woman on Capitol Hill. I know for a fact you knew there weren't any bathrooms for you. You did it anyway. Well, you know what? There's consequences. You did it anyway. You decided you want to go to Capitol Hill, a man as a woman, whatever that is. You decided you wanted to go to Capitol Hill this way. You knew for a fact the rules on the floor. You knew that you could not, as a biological man, go into a woman's bathroom. You knew you were going to have pushback, but you ran for office anyway. That's on you, Sarah McBride. And so that's how I feel about this whole voting by proxy because you want to take maternity leave. You ran for office with child in belly. You knew for a fact you were going to give birth. You knew even when you ran for office that you were planning to have a family. You did it anyway. And because you did it anyway, then I am one to assume that you're going to figure it out. That you're still going to show up to work. This should not be on the American people. I shouldn't be sitting here thinking about those worried about those voting by proxy and whether or not there's going to be fraud because you decided that you wanted to get pregnant and still go to Capitol Hill, and now you feel as though that you should have maternity leave like anybody in the private sector, even though this is an elected position. It is a privilege to be there, and you're making $200,000 a year with free childcare, and yet you still believe you should be at home playing mommy. No. Sorry. No. Can't do it. I cannot relate. But I want to be open-minded. I want to be open-minded. I want to hear from you. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. Here's the tweet that came out last night for Rep. Anna Paulina Luna. Here's what she said. She said, Speaker Johnson and I have reached an agreement to bring back a procedure called live-dead pairing, which dates back to the 1800s. It will be open for the entire conference to use when unable to vote. For example, new parents, bereaved, emergencies, etc. She says, thanks to Donald Trump and his guidance, as well as all those who worked to get this change done, this is becoming the most modern pro-family Congress we've ever seen. Nobody voted for the most modern pro-family Congress we've ever seen, Anna. We didn't vote for that. I voted to make sure biological men aren't in female sports. I voted to close the border. I voted for a good economy. I voted to lower inflation. I voted for lower gas prices. That's what I voted for. I didn't vote for you to have maternity leave. This is one of the most selfish things I think I've seen in a long time. Again, they have free childcare there on the Hill, and they're making $200,000 a year. You can't figure it out? If you can't figure it out, step down, let somebody else that can. That's how I feel about this. And again, I like Anna. I don't know this Brittany Peterson woman. I know she shows up to every interview with her child. If you can do that, then you can go vote. If you can be there to do a whole sit down with CBS, I'm sorry, sweetheart, you can go vote. So then I asked on this tweet that Anna put out, I said, okay, so give me an example of an emergency. Who defines an emergency situation? Because as Republicans, we're not going to always have the majority. I'm sorry to break that news to you. But then you're going to have a Democrat-controlled House and a Democrat-controlled Senate, a Democrat-controlled White House. Who defines what emergency is? Is going to get gender-affirming care, Producer Brian, is that an emergency? Huh? Getting your you-know-what cut off? Is that an emergency? Could be to you. Brian, I hate to bring that into you because I know you don't want that. But it's like, who defines what an emergency even is? It makes no sense. This is selfish. It's idiotic. It opens up to fraud, right? I mean, we heard about the congresswoman in Texas who hadn't been to be in a, remember she was like in a nursing home and nobody knew about it? Nobody knew. They went to go look for her because they hadn't seen her on the floor for 40 days. Right? Who's to say that their staffers that want her in there, who's to say that they don't just vote for her by proxy? This is terrible. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. I got my friend on the line here, Christopher in Catonsville. Christopher, what say you about this proxy voting?
Well, everything you just said, but I have a thing about an ex-post that Anna Paulina put out that I read, and it attacked Speaker Johnson's, not now, not ever stance on it, and he's the Speaker, okay? And she kind of like put a wife beater on him, if you know what I mean, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't appreciate that, because that's sleazy arguing. You know, if she doesn't, if she has things for this, then she can say them like you just did, only, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then now Trump, as a matter of fact, the way he said it on TV, he was like, I'd rather have it. He knows he's not a dictator, and then Mike Johnson runs the House. And I think this would be a perfect opportunity to show everybody that. Mike just respectfully say to the president, well, you know, I run the House, and I got this, and, you know, thanks anyway. And it would be, you know, it wouldn't be nothing. It would be good, you know?
Right. No, and Christopher, here's another thing, and I appreciate you calling in. Now they're saying that, you know, it could be for emergencies. Who defines an emergency?
Roman was having an emergency, having a panic attack on his way to trial, you know?
Yeah, right. I mean, like, you know, Mitch McConnell falling down and breaking a hip. Is that an emergency for him to be out for 2 months?
Absolutely, you know?
This
proxy thing, oh, my God, don't, it kills me.
Yeah,
you know,
That's
what we do on the ground here, which we're not supposed to be doing, and, you know.
Yeah. No.
And the House doesn't have to certify that stuff for the POTUS election.
Yep. It grates my nerves. And Christopher, I appreciate you calling in as always.
Thank you
so much. I hope you have a great week. It does. It grates my nerves because this is something, it is a privilege to be in Congress. And we talked about this in relation to, and I'll say again, Republicans again. Right? Remember when Speaker Kevin McCarthy was running for Speaker the first time around, that it came out that he was having the affair with whoever the woman was that stepped down? I don't even remember her name. That's how crazy that is. But he, you know, that came out, so then he knew he couldn't run for Speaker, even though he kept his seat in Congress. Nobody cared about that. Nobody cared about the fact that he had the affair in the first place. Is what it is, I guess, right? America. But at the same time, you had Paul Ryan that had to step up and then be the Speaker. What did Paul Ryan say? He said, I got a list of demands to be the Speaker. What? Do you know what a privilege it is to be the Speaker of the House on Capitol Hill? There are people like myself that can only dream of such a thing. And here you are saying, I'll do it, but let me just tell you what I need. I got to go back to Wisconsin at least so many days a week because my kids got, you know, soccer practice. Right? It was stupid stuff like that. I was like, wait a minute. So you have to leave and go to Wisconsin every so once in a while because it slaps you in the face, in my view, because we as taxpayers, we are not only re-electing you, right? And again, to this privileged job, we, the taxpayers, we're expecting you to go to this job and do the job to the best of your ability. And you're not just representing yourself, right? This is why it seems so selfish. You're not just representing yourself. You're representing your entire district. Now, there were some people and a lot of women that were pointing out that this sets women back. And there might be people in the future that will think twice about voting for a woman because they look at her as a young woman getting ready to start a family, right? Because think about it. You get married, right? Say we see the wedding and like my friend Catalina Lauf, right? She's getting married this summer. And so she was most likely running for office in Florida. She hasn't announced, but it's most likely going to be Congressman Byron Donald's seat, right? Catalina Lauf. She moved there from Illinois. She could not run and win in Illinois. She had no family. She was nice and young. She could pick up and go anywhere, right? So now she's in Florida. Well, she's about to get married. What do you think Catalina's going to do next after getting married? What do women usually do after getting married? You have a baby, right? That's the first thing they say. You're at the wedding. You walk down the aisle. What do they say when you get down the aisle? When's the kids? When are the kids coming? When are you having a baby? That's the first thing they say. And you're like, wow, I haven't even got on my honeymoon yet. Do I got to have a baby right now? Right? But that's the next step. That's the next progressive step. That's what always happens. So when people are going to think about this voting by proxy and thinking about, oh, women need that maternity leave, are they going to think twice before voting for Catalina Lauf? I hope not. But there are many women online that are pointing out that this sets women back. I'm actually embarrassed for the Republican Party because from my understanding, you know, as a Republican, and I thought we all felt this way, especially those that are America first, from my understanding, we put the people first. This proxy voting, this only affects those in Congress. As a member of Congress, I would never put my wants and needs over the wants and needs of those in my district and across this country. And the fact that we have someone doing that in the Republican Party, it's hard to watch. Do I expect this from Brittany Peterson out of Colorado? I do. Do I expect the other Democrats that have signed on to this? I do. I don't expect this from a fellow Republican. I don't. And I think that's where I feel like the slap in the face. And we'll continue this conversation when we get back. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Also got some text messages coming in. Read from the text line. And I just posted this on X because I want some people to weigh in that don't usually listen to the show that might be in other states. Because, you know, I want to hear everybody out. But as far as I'm concerned, when you're thinking about trying to define an emergency, you're not putting any of it in writing. You're just saying emergencies. What in the world could that include? Whatever they wanted to conclude. What's an emergency to you? Right? As Christopher in Kaysville pointed out, oh, I had a panic attack on the way to work. I have an emergency. Right? Remember when Jamal Bowman out of Newark pulled the fire alarm? That's an emergency. And so here we are. Again, weigh in if you can. Real quick, I wanted you to just imagine losing the ability to hear someone say I love you or the ability to hear a compliment. How about just hearing the birds chirp, your favorite song, conversations with old friends, or even Kim Klasick Live? Losing your hearing takes a toll on you physically, emotionally, and socially. Now, this kind of suffering sounds familiar, and I hope that it does not. I need you to call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100. Dr. Melissa Segev and her team take a gentle and empathetic approach for each patient's treatment plan, and that's with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Now, Audiology Associates is a trusted name in Maryland, and they have been for over 44 years. They also have offices throughout the Baltimore metro area. So all you have to do is call 410-944-3100, or you can go online at aaiaudiology.com. When silence is not golden, call Audiology Associates at 410-944-3100.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Hi, it's Sean Casey here in studio with Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert, Vinny Steele, your home sold guaranteed realty. Got a question for you, Vinny. What do you think the number one challenge home sellers face in this current real estate market?
Hey, Sean, you know the market has been strong for selling, but the biggest challenge for those that need to buy as well is trying to find the perfect home in a low inventory market, plus timing the sale of their current home with the purchase of their new home.
Now, we've talked over the years about all the different options you have available that the typical real estate agent would be clueless on.
We have several programs depending on our customers' needs, but our most popular include our exclusive trade-up program and sell today and stay for up to 12 months. All the programs are designed to help home sellers get the most amount of money within their time frame with the least amount of hassle and inconvenience.
So if you're trying to figure out how to sell and buy at the same time, call or text Vinny today, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about proxy voting. I'm against it. Yes, this is happening on Capitol Hill. Representative Ana Paulina Luna, who I like, who's a Republican, she's pushing this and has been for a week, along with the Colorado Representative Brittany Peterson. And she has been having her child with her on Capitol Hill as they push for this. And I'm thinking, all right, well, if you're there with the baby, obviously you are figuring it out to be able to do all these interviews. But she does not believe she can figure it out to vote, which is why she wants to be able to vote by proxy. So my question to you is, am I being just, you know, unreasonable? Is voting by proxy fine in your eyes? You know, they're saying now that it's for any emergency. What the heck is an emergency? Emergency to you might be not be the same as an emergency to me. And when we have a Democrat-controlled House, and they decide that an emergency could be gender-affirming care, then what? Then what? This is it just leaves the door wide open. I've got Troy in Pasadena. Troy, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, I just think that they have to define something. Somebody just couldn't put some Ipecac in a senator's coffee and send them to the bathroom and call that an emergency. I mean, there's got to be something to define this. There has to be somebody who says this is an emergency and this isn't, because it would be too easy to just make your own emergency and be blameless for the vote if it went wrong or something. There has to be someone with some sort of responsibility here.
Yeah. Troy, that's what I think.
So you must know there must be some guy who rules us. I don't know what they call him, sergeant at arms or something. But somebody has to be able to say this is right and this is wrong.
Yeah. No, and right now, Troy, as it sits, the emergency just says emergency. There is no definition.
So someone could put some eye drops in his coffee, he's throwing up in the bathroom, and a staffer can change his vote and say, I just fat-fingered it. That can't be right.
Yes.
There's got to be better people in charge of this. Good Lord.
Yeah. You would think so, Troy. That's why I have a big problem with it. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
Sure.
Thank you. That's why I have a problem with this. I got Eva in Edgewood. Eva, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, I did. You're on fire, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
You're so much fun to listen to. Yeah, why can't they put up a big screen and Zoom in their votes? I attended many a meeting on a Zoom call
right.
that I couldn't physically make.
Right.
What's the problem with that?
So what's interesting...
1700s. They don't have to do anything by proxy.
Right. But they're referring to that legislation from the 1800s. It's crazy. But you're right. They could do some of the Zoom calls, but apparently that's not something that they've listed. And I watched
absurd.
I watched Rep. Annalette Paulina Luna, who I like. I watched her on the floor arguing for this, and none of that ever came up. And it's just kind of like, well, what are we doing here? Are we just saying, you know, we can't do anything? We're just completely helpless as women going to Capitol Hill? I don't even like to have that label on us.
I don't like the feel of this. I don't like the fact that it opens it up to fraud.
Yeah.
And like I said, I could on the board of directors of something I was involved in, I could vote while I was there on Zoom with my cat walking across the keyboard. You know, it's not a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Eva, great point. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Thank you. We're continuing on this conversation, voting by proxy. Again, if you want to weigh in, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Also, I've got some sound from what was going on in Baltimore City, a big protest about Trump and Elon Musk and what they've been doing. And Congressman Kwaisian Fume, I've got some sound for you of some of his speech. You're not going to want to miss it. I mean, this guy, you know, God forbid President Trump gets in office. We should put President Trump in front of the Baltimore City schools. Maybe he'll show up then.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Quoting President Trump, sometimes you have to take medicine to fix something. In this case, the medicine is higher tariffs. The president spoke as world financial markets tumble. Wall Street has been quite volatile today. Key indices turned positive on a rumor that Mr. Trump was considering a 3-month pause in tariff hikes. The White House calls that fake news, and now the benchmarks are back deep in the red. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu will meet President Trump in Washington today, becoming the first foreign leader to visit with the president since U.S. tariffs on other countries were raised. Flooding rains, fierce winds, tornadoes have wreaked havoc across the South and the Midwest. Forecasters warn that flooding could persist for days, especially in Kentucky, Tennessee, and Alabama. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down more than 1,000 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Storms, fires, power grid failures, supply chain stretched thin. There's never been a better time to get prepared. And right now, My Patriot Supply is offering something they've never done before. For a limited time, when you order their 3-month emergency food supply, you'll receive the Mega Kit for the same price. That's over $360 worth of real beef, chicken, fruits, and vegetables, included absolutely free. And this kit isn't just about surviving. It's built to keep you strong, delivering 2,500 calories a day. That's 1,000 calories more per day than other emergency kits on the market. Whether it's a long-term outage, a short-term crisis, or just a little peace of mind, this food is ready when you need it. It stays fresh for up to 25 years and ships fast and discreetly from MyPatriotSupply.com. This is an unprecedented offer, and it won't come around twice. Take control of your family's future while you still can. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com now. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leader in emergency preparedness.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
O's woes continued yesterday in Kansas City as a first-inning miscue by Jorge Mateo started a 3-run rally off Kate Povich, and the Royals made it stand. 4-1 was their win over Baltimore, birds dropping their second straight series. After the game, manager Brandon Hyde on the first week and a half.
Up and down. I mean, it's only 10 games. We've had definitely opportunities to win some of the games that we've lost, so that's frustrating. Today's frustrating. First game of the series here was frustrating. We can play a lot better baseball.
Orioles in Arizona tonight for a 9:40 first pitch with the Diamondbacks. Zach Eflin takes the hill. Bird scheduled to miss Corbin Burns, by the way, in this series, who pitched yesterday and took the loss 5-4 to the Nats. Meanwhile, Alex Ovechkin is the new king of hockey.
Cross ice, Ovechkin fires! Score! The chasing days are done! Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL!
Joe B with the call on Monumental, goal number 895 for the grade 8. But it's going to take a minute to process.
I'm probably going to need a couple more days, or maybe a couple weeks, to realize what does it mean to be number one.
Wayne Gretzky was in attendance, and so was Nicklas Backstrom, Ovi's line mate, his teammate for 17 years. And finally, the Blast season ended last night in the MASL playoffs. A semifinal loss to the Sockers, 11-3 the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, a slow start for Gunner. And that is Stein on Sports.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a corporate event in Owings Mills, a leisure event, or get-together for drinks at the grill, you can always wake up to a made-to-order delicious breakfast to start your day. Reach out to their sales department for your upcoming catering and events. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, at 410-654-0030. You can always count on the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, making it right.
One cold front bringing us wet weather today. The showers off and on through the morning hours and then tapering off late this afternoon. Still plenty of clouds and the temperatures. It's a chilly day. 50 will be as warm as we get. Couple of showers this evening, mainly a dry night. Mid to upper 30s tonight. Sun's back tomorrow. Sunny and breezy. Still cool. Temperatures near 50 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What if I can guarantee the price of Bitcoin will be $1 million in 2030? Well, I can't, but I can guarantee you you'll save a lot of money on blinds at my company, Blindster.com. Free samples, free shipping, and guaranteed to fit. Shop at Blindster.com today.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about home improvements, let me tell you about a company I personally stand behind, AES Builders and Home Improvements. You know, for over 35 years, AES has built trust by delivering top-quality additions and remodeling. When they're done, you'll be happy. If you're not happy, they're not done. Having earned 43-plus Super Service Awards and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, AES is all about integrity and craftsmanship. They never cut corners, never bid to subcontractors, and always offer the best work at the lowest price. Plus, their free concierge service makes sure you get exactly what you want. And here's the best part. AES is giving $2,500 off any addition, kitchen, or bath remodel to the first 25 callers in April. So call 1-800-787-SAVE. That's 1-800-787-SAVE. Or go to aeshome.us. AES, when they're done, you'll be happy. Don't forget, with that special offer, call now, 1-800-787-SAVE.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and coworkers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about this whole voting by proxy nonsense. Yes, I call it nonsense. I got a great text here from John. John says, Cam, our press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, she was engaged in December 2023, and then she got married, and guess what? She then gave birth to her son July 2024, and she works every single day. Great point, John. Great point. She's at work every single day. She even travels with the president. She has figured it out, and she's younger than the women in Congress that are claiming they need maternity leave. This younger woman figured it out. You can't figure it out? With your $200,000 salary? With your free childcare? You can't figure this out? Yes, you can. You choose not to. I got Donna in Severna Park. Donna, you wanted to weigh in?
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call. Yes, as a mom of twins that work in the emergency room for 12-hour shifts, I made the decision to stay home until they were on their own, and I breastfed those babies. So guess what? There are 2 hours in a day where she can go to a meeting and go on the floor to vote and then go back to childcare and nurse her kids.
Yes.
It can be done.
Donna, first of all, I want to give a salute to you. Twins is, that's no small task, Donna. I don't know how you guys do it with twins, but you figured it out. I guess my question, yeah, Donna, and maybe you can help me out here. Why do you think these women feel that they need this extra time? I can't figure it out, because most of us, we're proud to be working and mothers and doing a great job. We're proud of it.
I don't understand. They only work 15 days a month at the most.
Right.
And they only work half a day. I went to, with my now twin 18-year-olds, to go their trip and try to watch some of the hearings, and they were done at 11:30.
Yeah.
What is she doing for the rest of the day? And then they don't go on Friday. So
right.
I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
And it's very important. If you can't make the commitment to work your personal life around what the people elected you to do, which is, I mean, she holds a lot of lives in her hands, those Congress people do.
Yeah.
And if you can't make that commitment, you're in the wrong job.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Donna, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you.
Bye.
Thank you. And that's true. It is so true. And I do. I think this sets women back. I don't think this is the flex they think it is. I really don't. You know, I got a text here from a texter saying, okay, now I see why you're pausing your political career. You know, good on you. Yeah, I've noticed. I figured it out. You know, being with Olivia, my daughter who's 8, helping her with her homework, just 30 minutes or to an hour a day, wasn't enough. She needed more of my time. She needed more of my time. Then when I'm home much more and I'm with her much more, going over her work and reading and all these other things, many more hours a day, yes, it's frustrating. Yes, she's got tears in her eyes, but guess what? We got it done. She's taken D's to A's. So guess what? I need to be home. She needs me. And that's the decision that I'm making. Would I rather be in Congress? Absolutely. You know, people say, Kim, move here, move there. You can go to office. Oh, great. Yeah, no. No, Olivia comes first. And then afterwards, 10 years from now, if I could run somewhere, great. But these are decisions that you make. This is part of having the life choices, right? And so I don't appreciate the fact that they're making these decisions that are affecting, as Donna pointed out, an entire district. An entire district. I got another text here. It looks like from Christopher. Says, the Constitution says meet and vote by ballot. Zoom can't be like AI'd. Yeah, no, Christopher. Could they figure out Zoom? Possibly. Possibly. I just, you know, it's not that hard. you get free travel. I mean, and as Donna pointed out, you don't work that much, right? I mean, the thing that really takes up most of their day, from what I could tell, is just having the meetings, right? Having so many of the people come to your office. Some people that are visiting in town that might be from your district, they'll come by your office because they want to say hello. You know, you have all these things, but you're in your office where you're fine with your child in your office at any time. It's your office. I will put a pin in this, but as you can see, this is how I feel about it. They're going to vote on this thing, and I'm sure I'm going to talk about it after they vote on it. And Speaker Mike Johnson, he does not want this. And I appreciate him, you know, putting up a fight against it. But, you know, now that you've got Trump involved in this, it sounds like they're going to continue to push this. So I don't know. I wish they would walk this back. I really do. Speaking of walking things back, we were talking earlier about tariffs. And that is because, of course, we had Tim Herb on with RBC Wealth Management. And there are many people talking about whether or not this tariff war is going to work. You know, in the short term, most likely not. In the long term, we're not certain, but most likely will. Thomas Sowell, who is a legend in so many people's eyes, he weighed in on April 1st. It just hit the internet yesterday, but he weighed in on the tariffs on the Hoover Institution podcast. And I just want you to take a listen to what Thomas had to say on this, because there are many people saying that they believe the right thing is to walk some of this back. And these are even Republicans saying this about tariffs. Take a listen.
What do you make of the present president of the United States and his tariffs?
It's painful to see what a ruinous decision from back in the 1920s being repeated. Now, insofar as he's using these tariffs to get very strategic things settled, and that he is satisfied with that. But if you've got set off a worldwide trade war, that has a devastating history. Everybody loses because everybody follows suit, and all that happens is that you get a great reduction in international trade. The other it's disturbing in another sense. Franklin D. Roosevelt, when he was president in the 1930s, said that you have to try things, and if they don't work, then you admit it, you abandon that, and you go on to something else, and you try that until you come across something that does work. Now, that's not a bad approach if you are operating within a known system of rules. Mm-hmm. But if you are the one who's making the rules, then all the other people have no idea what you're going to do next. And that is a formula for having people hang on to their money until they figure out what you're going to do. And when a lot of people hang on to their money, you can get results such as you got during the Great Depression of the 1930s. So if this is just a set of short-run ploys for objectives limited in time, fine, maybe. But if this is going to be the policy for 4 long years, that you're going to try this, you're going to try that, you're going to try something else, a lot of people are going to wait. I think what happened in the stock market recently, when things came down about substantially for quite a while, and I note that various people are holding on to their money before they do anything, because they don't know where this is going to lead.
All right, and that's Thomas Sowell with his assessment of what we're doing here with tariffs with President Trump. And again, he recorded that, they said, on April 1st. That was with the Hoover Institution podcast. If you want to look at the entire podcast, he was asked many questions during that podcast, but this is what he said on tariffs. And, you know, believe it or not, did you know he is 94 years old? 94 years old, this guy. That is a 94-year-old. So when you guys that supported President Joe Biden and saw him literally deteriorating in front of your eyes, and just know that there are people out there that are with it, that understand what's going on, and Joe Biden had no business being in the White House. I just want to throw that out there. But as Thomas pointed out, that, you know, the markets right now are so unpredictable. What Trump is doing is so unpredictable that it's very difficult for people to truly invest. And honestly, they're hanging on to their money because they don't know what's going to happen next. And you can see that, you know, you can see that being a thing, at least for the next 30 to 60 days. But Thomas is pointing out, if we continue to do this for 4 years, that it could be a disaster. I've got Terrell at Owings Mills. Terrell, you wanted to weigh in on the tariffs?
Well, Kim, I'm not going to tell you. I told you so. Kamala Harris told you. Barack Hussein Obama and Joe Biden told you so. Joe Biden had his wits about himself. Okay, but this man, I'll make another prediction, Kim. We're going into a recession. Fox News called for a recession in 21. No, in 22, 23, and 24. We never got it. So here now, Joe Biden is out of office. And now, 70 days into Donald Trump's presidency, we're talking about a recession. This man doesn't know what he's doing, Kim. And I tell you another thing. Hey, look, if he knew what he was doing, Kim, he could tell us what the short-term time is. Kim, do you know what the short-term time is?
Terrell, you can weigh in. You're not asking me questions.
Okay. I know you don't want to answer. But, Kim, I want to say one more
thing. I can't answer. I don't know what they're expected to do. I don't know what their timeline is.
And Donald Trump doesn't either, honey. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, but here's another thing, Kim. Donald Trump, I like to say this. I like to give my condolences to the Army, to the four Army officers that died in Lithuania. That's what I was so mad about over the weekend. I was so very, 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 very mad, and he was down there playing golf. Kim, do you know the names of those four officers that were killed in Lithuania?
I do not, but I do know the names of the 13 U.S. service members that were killed in Afghanistan.
Okay, I want to know if they're black, white, Hispanic, bisexual, trisexual, whatever. I want to know this, Kim. Can you get that information for me, please?
Trisexual? Is that a thing?
No, Kim, don't be funny, Kim. Because I'm going to tell you what. Because your president, Donald Trump, was down on his golf course and never said anything, just like you didn't say anything about it this morning.
Terrell, that's not true. That's not something I would start out with. You've been listening to my show a long time. I'm not going to start out with something happening in Lithuania. What I will say, though, is when it happened in Afghanistan and 13 U.S. service members died, Joe Biden was out to lunch. So if you're going to point the finger at Trump, you got to point the finger the other direction as well.
Kim, if he was out to lunch, he got 125 planes out of there. How was he out to lunch?
No, he was out to lunch. There was video footage of him checking his watch during the funeral ceremony, and everybody was upset, including the families of the 13 U.S. service members.
Well, Kim, you're just mad because Donald Trump is losing his strength. He's losing his strength in the Senate behind what you were talking about just now about women, congresswomen being pregnant in the United States. You know that he's going down, Kim. He's losing steam. And that's what
if that's how you feel, Terrell, let me ask you about Wes Moore. Do you think he's losing steam?
Kim, hey, you know what? Wes Moore is going to be the next president of the United States, which you are totally...
This is not a serious conversation.
Which you are totally against.
Terrell, I love you. You know I do. But this is not a serious conversation. You can't say Trump is losing steam when his approval rating is going up and then say that Wes Moore is not losing steam when his approval rating has been dropping significantly, like 9 points at a time. It's just you're not a serious person. I got a text here from Jesse. It says, you know, Kim, dieting sucks, but it has to be done to improve one's life, correct? Painful at first, but the benefits outweigh the changes. Yeah, I'm with you there, Jesse. And like I said, this is, you know, we're talking about tariffs if you're just joining us. And Thomas Sowell did weigh in and said that, you know, for, you know, so many days, a tariff war is something. But, you know, if it's lasting for years to come, then we'll have a hard time. And that's why we're weighing in here. And I do believe that. But, Jesse, I'm right there with you. And you know, if there's tough times here in the very beginning, but we make it work, sure. And I also saw a report before I got into the studio this morning. It said Vietnam was actually dropping their tariffs on the U.S. altogether because of Trump's tariff war, and they don't want to be caught in it. Also, you have car manufacturing coming back to the States as well. So there's some good things that are happening here. I've got Mark in Hampstead. Mark, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, good morning, Ken. How are you doing?
Good.
So I was just listening to that clip of Thomas Sowell, and I am not going to be dumb enough to argue against Thomas Sowell because he's the smartest man in the room, no matter what room he's in. However, if you notice, he did say that if Trump is only going to do the tariffs for a limited amount of time, then we'll see. He was kind of ambiguous about that. And I have to say, you know, if you go back, Sowell's economics teacher, Milton Friedman, was not a protectionist. He was very much for free trade. And I do think that at that
time, there was the notion that a lot of nations around the world would come over to our way of thinking. I know that that Friedman went to places like China. He went to some countries in South America, and was a big proponent of free trade. And I think Friedman actually thought that that many of these nations would change their economic system to one of free trade. I think as time has passed, what we have found, and I think what would horrify Milton Friedman, is to learn that people haven't learned over the last 20 or 30 years. They're still clinging on to old ideas like socialism and things like that. So I agree. I'm not a big protectionist guy, but I do think that Trump is the right man at the right time. I think we are in a position now where you know, our diplomacy and our going out into the world and trying to extol the virtues of free trade has been answered with tariffs from other countries. Nevertheless, and so there is a point where, you know, I think Trump is really just using this as a lever of negotiation. If you read The Art of the Deal, you know, if Trump wants 5 of something, he's going to open with, I want 10 of something, because he knows that everything is a negotiation. I have faith in that. And I also know that, you know, if you look back at history, in the early 80s when Reagan was elected, after the mess that Jimmy Carter made of the economy, it took Reagan, they had to raise the interest rates when Reagan came in. And it was a bad medicine that we had to deal with for about the first year and a half of Reagan's term. By the time Reagan ran for re-election in 84, that man won 49 states. This is not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a little while.
Yeah.
We need to be patient. I think in the long run, we're going to be better off.
Yeah, well said, Mark. Thank you so much for weighing in. I think a lot of people feel the same way. We'll continue this conversation when we get back. I wanted to ask you a quick question as it's raining. Is your roof leaking? Did you have damage from a storm, have leaks, lost shingles, gutters, or downspouts? Believe it or not, you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. To do that, you can call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. They will also work with your insurance company. Wallace Roofing, in business for over 92 years, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters and downspouts, and even skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. Getting a roof repaired or replaced is something most homeowners dread. And when that happens, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price. Wallace Roofing is privately owned and 0% financing is available. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, all you have to do is call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, MHIC, number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowie and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living makes sense.
Rapid Radio's our instant push to talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
The Rob Carson Show.
Why have we not been able to be great? Why have we let these cities fall
stolen to decay? Well, because they've been run by Democrats. And then the people in charge of our country have stolen trillions of our dollars and enriched their cronies. Well, you could have taken care of all the homeless people in this country. You could have taken care of all these ills. There's no reason why we should have cities lying in decay like this. It has been utterly, utterly ridiculous.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
President Trump is not giving in here, and we're going to have to see and wait, obviously, and see what happens. But a lot of people are weighing in on this. I've got Tony and Dundalk. Tony, what are your thoughts?
Well, here's what's going to happen. See, the president all's fear-mongering, right? Well, back in 2022, we did have a recession, two quarters of negative growth under Joe Biden, and then he changed the definition. Also, back in 2022, the market took like a 20% hit. What's going to happen is countries like Vietnam, Indonesia, South Korea are rushing to make deals because the big elephant in the room over there is China. And the longer China wants to play this game of retaliatory, it's going to hurt them the most because they're the losers.
Yeah. No, great points there. Because I do, Terrell was arguing that there wasn't a recession as well under Biden. Tony, great point. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, there's going to be some pain here. There's going to be some pain, but this is the first time we felt pain. Bidenomics in itself was a lot of pain, and there was no light at the end of that tunnel, remember? I remember. Speaking of no light at the end of the tunnel, remember there were a lot of people in Maryland, especially elected officials like Governor Moore, Johnny Olszewski, Congressman Kwasi Kwame, others. They were mad that President Trump pointed out that the kids in Baltimore City, many of them, cannot read or do basic math at grade level. Well, over the weekend, Fume showed up to one of those rallies in opposed to Trump and Elon Musk and whatever they're doing. And I want you to take a listen to what he had to say.
It is now my privilege to invite forward Representative Kwasi Kwame.
What up, Baltimore? Oh, yeah. You don't know how good you look. This is what the cameras are to pick up because this really is democracy. I want to thank the Free State Coalition, Indivisible, Democracy Forward, and everybody else that helped to mobilize this event. You are doing the right thing, trust me. And what do you say after Chris Van Hollen and Johnny O? I don't know, because everything that could be said was said, except not everybody has said it. So give me a few minutes. Thank you for that standing ovation.
All right. Well, that is Congressman Kwasi Kwame. He actually didn't say much. I just wonder if we put President Trump and Elon Musk in front of the Baltimore City Schools Administrative Building, right? Do you think Kwame would show up then? Because I'm thinking this could be a great strategy. He only shows up when it's time to oppose Elon Musk or President Trump. He's got the Trump derangement syndrome. If we put Trump in 200 North Avenue, Kwame might show up and somebody might show him that the students in Baltimore City are failing at every grade. Just a thought. Perhaps. Also, the Baltimore election director, Armstead Jones, he resigned last week, and then he passed away shortly after. So keep his family in your prayers. Didn't say exactly from what, but I'm sure we'll find out. Tomorrow, we got so much to talk about, and we have a special guest joining us.
My name's Danny Manoff, and I am the president and CEO of Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC.